Monsters, masks, and garish costumes. Oh, my. It's our talk on KCRW. Well, Halloween is just around the corner, and we thought we'd take a ghoulish detour this week with an artist who is behind a bunch of homemade psycho-mystical works. At least that's how Hunter Drohojoska-Philp describes it when it comes to the art of Marnie Weber. She has an exhibition that includes beasts and goblins of many shapes and sizes, all of her own imagination, her own invention, and a reimagination of old Hollywood props to make things a tad more wicked. And Hunter is with us right now. Hi, Hunter.
Hi, Steve.
This sounds like some sort of haunted house, not an art gallery. Is that what it is?
It's a little bit more like walking into a scene from her film. You know, she made this feature-length project called A Day of Forevermore, which is shot at the Zorthian Ranch, which is named Forevermore. And it's the sort of tale of a mother-daughter tale about witches and... It's very involving and has incorporated a lot of people from the art community as, you know, quote, actors, and in fact stars her own daughter as the leading role.
How, Hunter, does her work differ, do you think, from some of the dark works of other artists? I mean, she, obviously you mentioned her film and she was involved in that, but what is it that this tangible stuff that she has on display?
Well, I just think the whole thing is so personal and idiosyncratic. I mean, there are a lot of artists who draw from horror movies and draw from the kind of stuff that Guillermo del Toro does, which is now on view at LACMA. You know, I mean, but her stuff is twisted and bent and rearranged in ways that are extremely personal to her. And in this case, as I said, it's about a story of a mother witch and her daughter witch. And the daughter witch is rebellious and trying to get away from the scene of Forevermore.
Now, you just described Bewitched with Endora and Samantha, didn't you? not quite as funny, though, right?
Not quite as funny, and although it is funny. And, you know, the daughter, it's so visually engaging. And the costumes that are involved, she makes them. She custom makes the masks or transforms them. And they are often hybrids of animals and people. And there's a weird sweetness to her stories. So even though you're operating in the realm of the fantastical, they're not scary so much as they are there's a lot of pathos, a lot of emotional depth to them. And I really just don't know any other artist working like this. And when you go into the gallery, what you'll see is a grove of golden trees, and the leaves are made of little fragments of stained glass. And in fact, a character, the devil himself, makes an appearance. On one side of the wall, you'll see the figure, but his bottom sticks out the other side, so his long devil tail sort of just sticks out, sticks upright. It's so inventive. Everything about it is so inventive and not like anything you've ever seen before.
It sounds very psycho-mystical. I love your description of this.
Well, you know, the thing is, Marnie Weber came from a fine art training at UCLA, but she also was, for so long, she was in a rock band. She was in the Party Boys in the 80s. She's had a number of bands since then, including the Spirit Girls. She writes all her own music for the films and performances. And there's just a lot of drama in the work that she presents, I think, as a result of that. And in fact, you can even hear some of her music upcoming.
Now, explain that, because she's apparently performing on the last day of her exhibit.
November 5th, Saturday at 5 o'clock, she's going to be doing a performance with Daniel Hawkins, performing ambient noise music, which is what she prefers to do now. But it'll be based in rock and roll on some level, I'm sure, and it's bound to be interesting.
And that will be the last day of the exhibit, so it goes through that Saturday, November 5th, at the Gavlak Gallery on Highland. Hunter Drohojoska-Philp with this week's Art Talk. Happy Halloween!
Trick or treat, Steve!